into the new era here of David Rosales starting Monday. If it's new to you, well, let us know. Give us an email. We hope it's a blessing to you as we do all of the programming on the station. And find the complete lineup, by the way, on the website at klyt.fm. All right, I took advantage of that extra time we had on the show today. In studio with us, Jody Hendricks is here from the New Mexico Family Action Movement. Jody, welcome back in.
Well, thank you again for having me. It's always a pleasure.
And, you know, we always do this, but I think it's important because we're always gaining new listeners. And for those that are not familiar with your organization, let them know the heartbeat of what's going on at NMFAM.
Yeah, absolutely. So New Mexico FAM exists really to be the voice for life, family, and religious freedom right here in our state. We were founded because we saw that families here often felt left out of the policy conversation, especially policies that impacted them the most. And so our mission is very clear, but yet it is powerful. It's to connect with families. It's to equip and help them, educate them to be able to engage and to stand firm for biblical values in the public square, whether that is at the Capitol with us or right there in their communities, because we truly believe that New Mexico thrives when families thrive.
Amen. And with the website available, we would encourage people to go there, nmfam.org, nmfam.org. And much of what we're going to be talking about, you'll find on the website. But it's a great resource to you just about any time. As a matter of fact, you may be having conversations with someone about some of the topics that are covered on the website or we're covering here today. What a great way to, you know, have that content that is already available to just, you know, share a link with someone, maybe text them a link to one of the pages at NMFAM or share it on social media. It's a great opportunity. You know, I know that Jody, oh, I have, you know, there's things that I believe in mind and policy, but I'm not necessarily great at always articulating my stance on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, work like you do and things that you share in press releases and what have you is a great way toward, you know, you may read it and go, that's exactly what I would say.
Yes.
Share it.
Yeah.
And let me emphasize that too, because here's a little social media lesson, right? You and I know are both aware.
Yes.
And it's like, you know, I'll post something that I would like either the world to know or my sphere of influence to know. And often, you know, like, love, care, you know, hate. When, okay, I'm glad I know how you feel. But if you're, you know, if you're simpatico with how I'm feeling about this, share it.
Yes.
And I actually purpose to do that when I, you know, when I read something, I'm like, I totally agree.
Yeah.
I do my best to and people forget the power in social media.
Yes.
Of sharing that content.
Absolutely. Sharing is so powerful because it's going to help extend our credibility and our message to yep. those in your sphere of influence because of the ethos that you bring to your sphere. So it's so powerful.
And listen, at the same time, you know, it does. And it does actually, someone who's a social networking gurus, like, it matters, the likes and the, yeah, okay, please continue to like,
yes.
love, hate, care, and laugh. Feel free, because it does help get your content in front of more people, the way the algorithm works, I guess.
Yes, it does. That interaction, whether it's commenting, liking, pushing any right. kind of emotion on it.
Right, not bad for an old guy.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good. I'm impressed.
So let's get back to NMFAM. Now, the acronym NMFAM, New Mexico Family Action Movement, right in the heart of that acronym is family.
Yes.
So let's kind of speak to that. You know, what are some of those practical ways that New Mexico Family Action Movement have been connecting families across New Mexico, even just this year?
Yeah, absolutely. This year, we've been very intentional in connecting families together, whether it has been through our community events like our Family Fun Festival, which we've talked about before. That is such a fun time. Or whether it's through resources or, you know, networks that we're getting people involved in, all meant to help nurture families, helping parents protect and nurture their children. We are building these networks, and we're seeing our Christian Action Network, which is our network for pastors and church leaders, growing. We're seeing a new network that we'll talk about here in just a little bit of parents that is starting to grow. Because when people realize that they are not alone in the things that they are facing, it is incredible what that does for people. It emboldens them. It gives them courage. It helps them realize that they're not isolated. And that is what we've been doing this year specifically, is creating those networks, connecting families so that they know they are not alone in New Mexico.
You know, I think about one of the books you read. Is it hashtag
no filter?
No filter.
Yes.
And I want to say no mask, but it's kind of, you know, the same thing.
Same idea.
Yeah. And, you know, and some of that's talking about some other things, but in this way, when you're talking about networking and feeling like maybe you're alone, well, and sometimes we may feel like, you know, I don't quite get, you know, the issue, or and we feel maybe intimidated because we're in the right use of the word, we're ignorant about a topic.
Yes.
In the same way, be transparent. You know, the way to, I mean, hopefully the listener has listened long enough to know, no, when Steve doesn't know something, he pretty much goes, oh, wait, I'm just dumb. you're not dumb if you're ignorant about something. It just means you're not informed. You don't know the topic. Break down those walls. And you know what? I mean, care about what Jesus thinks about where you are on it. Don't care so much about what other people think about what level of understanding you have there.
Yes.
Jesus loves you, and so do I. So break down those walls. Don't be embarrassed and get informed.
Absolutely.
And this is a great way to do that by getting involved in some of these networks again, some of which we'll cover in more detail as we move on through today. But so maybe examples, if you can think of them, some of the ways you've seen these families respond, you know, when they do just that, when they get past that fear of trying to figure stuff out and reach out for someone that they can talk to about these issues. How have the families responded when they do realize that they're not alone in standing up for biblical values?
Well, honestly, it's been incredible to see. I have seen over and over people who are saying, you know, we kind of thought we were the only ones. Like, we kind of knew we weren't, but man, it sure felt that way. And when they discover that they have this community that shares the same values and shares the same beliefs and shares the same passion in seeing biblical truth elevated in our society and their ability to protect their kids, you know, just emboldened, it's incredible to see how more and more families stand up. They use their voice, they speak up, and they are equipping others to do the same. They're taking what they have been connected to and they're sharing that, and it's just growing this network and it's growing the power of their voice.
You know, as we're talking about the networking of Christian families on these issues with New Mexico Family Action Movement, and we're talking about getting together to discuss them and support one another in it. You know, one of the other things that comes to mind really is as you literally connect with other Christian families.
Yes.
We've talked about on this show how important it is as ambassadors of Christ to enter the public square and represent him well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I believe that when I try to do that on my own, I can be a jerk. I can be a real jerk because I'm a human. I'm a man.
Yep.
And when we are in fellowship together and we have that koinonia as families trying to address the same issue together as Christians, we can gently hold one another accountable in love.
Yes.
To remember to keep our cool and remain meek in that, you know, and we've said this before too, you don't need to be yelling and angry and throwing things and saying, being nasty to be correct. And it's very, so one of the things I thought of when we talked about the feelings you have, you know, how people might be responding, I would imagine that families are beginning to feel empowered.
Yes, they are. They really are. And it's evident specifically during the legislative session. We have seen these families that are feeling empowered showing up more and more to speak out on legislation or to contact their legislator in a meaningful way. And we're starting to see that that is having an effect.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, even maybe this could be difficult, you know, because many of us have representatives that we didn't vote for, you know, and when you reach out to them, how to better reach out to them. And I think of, I mean, think of something nice to say.
Yes.
And if you've ever managed people, whether it's in an office or at home.
Mm-hmm.
Many of us familiar with the sandwich critique. Maybe implore, you know, learn to implore that when you're dealing with your public officials. May not be very easy to do. You know, you can do, if you're in this network, you can reach out to someone else and say, I'm struggling. How can I be effective? And how effective do you think that is when we do purpose to be accurate ambassadors of Christ dealing with people that are on the other side of the aisle?
Oh, it's so effective. You know, I've seen it firsthand up at the Capitol when it's time for public testimony and you have people lined up and it's quite sad. You look up and you see all the legislators in the committee that you're trying to talk to and they're just completely disengaged. They're not paying attention because it's a line of people that are just screaming and they're yelling. They're saying things that aren't based in fact. They're not being logical. They're just spewing.
Yeah.
But when someone steps up, for example, when I step up and I begin my speech, I see a difference in the attention that I get when I'm able to speak calmly and coolly with passion, but with respect. And what I'm saying is full of fact. It is full of evidence. And it is something that I truly want them to consider. Not just me coming up and telling you how I feel. I'm going to tell you why I believe this is best for New Mexico. And I'm going to do so in a way that is powerful, but respectful, clear, and uncompromising. And it makes a difference.
Yeah. So as we move forward, by the way, if you just tuned in, we're visiting the first half of the show today. With Jody Hendricks. Jody is with the New Mexico Family Action Movement, nmfam.org. And we would encourage you to go to the website even if you've been there, go back and see what's new. We'll talk about some of that probably more in the second segment. But before we go to the break, let's address this. You know, we talk about defending biblical values and look at the culture that we're swimming in right now, right?
Yes.
Standing up for life and family and religious freedom. Well, I guess it could feel a lot like, I was a swimmer as a kid.
Yeah.
I still actually swim like a fish. I just don't get to do it that often. But it feels like you're swimming upstream.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything's pushing against you and it's a lot of work and you can grow weary.
Yes.
Very quickly. How is New Mexico Family Action Movement helping Christians bring that biblical perspective into policy and public life right here in New Mexico practically? Now, you've covered it a little bit, but I'm sure you can go a little deeper.
Absolutely. Well, we are standing in the gap. That is quite literally what we are doing. We are the ones watching legislation closely. We are the ones educating families about what's really happening at the Capitol, and then equipping them with the tools that they need to engage with their legislators, as I've said before, in a meaningful way.
Yeah.
Our goal is not just to react, but to proactively bring biblical truth to the public square. In a way, as I've said, that is respectful, that is clear, and is uncompromising.
Well, and you've done it plenty of times. I'm sure there's plenty of examples. If you could share one, you know, an example of a way where New Mexico Family Action Movement, you know, where they've, here we are standing in the gap.
Yes. Well, specifically this last session, we had so many bad bills. We've talked about them before, but one specific bill that we saw victory on was a bill that was trying to put into policy, into place, some very inappropriate mandates for sexual education. And New Mexico FAM was able to work directly with legislators. We were able to activate so many parent voices that we were able to kill that bill before it even got to the last committee. The last committee refused to hear it because they realized it wasn't worth the fight. So that was a huge victory for the families of New Mexico, for the voices of those parents who spoke up, and for us standing in the gap for families between our legislators.
And that is just one example.
It'd be real
easy to go to the website at nmfam.org, probably in the Action Center, because some of the past things
are... Yes, if you visit the Action Center, you're going to see a lot of the things that we've already been up against and what the outcomes were. And then, of course, that's where you also see anything new that needs action.
All right. Listen, we're going to take a quick break. Jody, can you stick around?
Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break and come back and let you know more about something that actually Jody and I talked about. I think we talked about this last month, but it is up and running. We're going to talk about My Kid, My Choice. You want to know what that's about? Stay with us. Parents, especially grandparents, you do not want to miss this. People who are expecting to be parents. Everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Stay with us. We're going to come back with more after the break on ABQ Connect. We're visiting with Jody Hendricks with the New Mexico Family Action Movement. Again, Jody, thanks for taking the time. Really appreciate hanging out and walking through, you know, a lot of what we talked about in the first segment and stuff we've covered before.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, this segment, what we're going to talk about, we talked about it a little last time, but there's a real reason now to get real excited about My Kid, My Choice campaign. For those who weren't listening to us last month, bring them up to speed there. And for those who were, up to date on where it is.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, parents in New Mexico often feel left in the dark when it comes to things that are happening in New Mexico classrooms, whether it is curriculum that undermines biblical truth, or maybe it's surveys or activities that just completely disrespect parental authority. And, you know, families in New Mexico were crying for help. And My Kid, My Choice was born out of that cry. It is about restoring the parents' rightful place as the primary decision makers in their children's lives.
So what's the call to action? How do we apply what we're going to get now from My Kid, My Choice? The listener, they've heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's get them there and let's get them using it.
Yes. Well, you want to go to our website at nmfam.org. In the top right, you're going to see the My Kid, My Choice link. Follow that link to the My Kid, My Choice page. And there you're going to be able to connect with us. You're going to be able to join the movement to empower your parental rights. And there is going to be a wealth of resources there for you. It is going to provide opt-out forms for you. It's going to provide checklists to apply to your schools. It's going to give you Know Your Rights guides so that parents will know.
As soon as you mentioned the latter,
mm-hmm.
The first thought was, okay, you fill these things out and you bring them in and say, here you go. Okay, here comes the pushback. And what you just said, knowing your rights.
Yes.
So you can not unkindly,
yes,
remind someone who might be pushing back,
yes,
what exactly our rights are. And we do,
right,
as citizens, we do have rights.
That's right. And parents need to know what their rights are currently so that they can do this with confidence, so that they can stand up for their child and for their right to direct their child in things like health, education, and just future, anything for their child's future. And so if you go to the website, you're going to see our key issues page. We have four major key issues. And when you click on each issue, it's going to break down what parents need to know. There's so much just misinformation being flown around out in the world today. And so this is really going to educate parents on these specific issues.
Can we share some of that misinformation? I mean, I almost hesitate to share it because what we're going to say is misinformation.
Mm-hmm.
But let's share what people can look. I mean, so when they hear it, they go,
Right. So let's go with one of the big sensitive topics right now. And that is transgender treatments on minors.
Uh-huh.
Now, parents have been told for the last several years that if their child is dealing with gender dysphoria and they want to change their gender, parents are being told, would you rather have a son that's alive or a daughter that's dead, or vice versa?
Depending. Are they being told worse than that? Like, if you don't do this,
yes,
if your child doesn't do this because and they want to, you're going to be held whatever.
Yes, there are also things out there that are telling parents that it's child abuse and it's neglect. Now, there are some states where that is true, unfortunately, where the laws are horrendous. And if a parent does not affirm their child, then it's considered child abuse and they could have that child taken away from them.
Yeah, maybe
in New Mexico, that is not the case.
I do want to walk through it. Maybe we shouldn't have, though, because, you know, maybe if the wrong people are listening, they'll get ideas. I mean, the stuff we see come out of legislation here in other states, New Mexico and the Roundhouse. So this will help you understand what the laws are.
Yes, yes.
And what your rights are.
Well, and it's also going to tell you what science says. It's going to tell you logic and fact and evidence-based science. It's going to cut through all of the societal lies that you've been hearing, and it's going to give you the sources. You're going to see where that information came from so you can check it yourself.
Yeah, equip you to have a reasonable conversation about it and not deviate from your values. And, you know, because it's timely and it sucked the air out of the room, the news story about Charlie Kirk being assassinated. And then when that happened, so many people were so unfamiliar with him, they went to go watch, what did this guy do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and really what you're doing here is equipping people to have that kind of a conversation with others that are basing their conversation on misinformation.
Correct. Because, you know, if you're going to stand up for your child, you want to be able to do so confidently by knowing what the situation is all about, knowing what the information out there is that is evidence-based. And then you're going to want to know, what are my rights as a parent now in New Mexico when it comes to this issue? What can I do about it? How can I stand up? Or where are my rights threatened right now? Where have they taken away my rights? And then there's going to be a section on each one of those issues that tells you what parents can do, gives you actionable steps to take that you can follow through with immediately. And then it's going to give you all of the legal, constitutional, all of the branches that you could possibly think of to equip you to stand firm for your child, but to also have those conversations. Because, you know, if there's anything that we have learned in the last couple of weeks since the tragedy of losing Charlie Kirk, we have realized that the younger generation is powerful and the younger generation is the way forward. And we have to protect the younger generation.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you your why.
Mm-hmm.
And that's practical.
Yes.
Protect this upcoming generation, equip them to have these conversations. And the truth is, just from what I know of you, and I don't know your husband, but I've heard you talk about the work you do together with the New Mexico Family Action Movement. You and the staff, honestly, you love the people of New Mexico.
Oh, I do, yeah.
You want the best
yes.
for them. And
yes.
and guiding in biblical values as it pertains to participating in the public square.
Mm-hmm.
This is a real, it's in your wheelhouse. This is a real concern for you and a real kind thing to do. You know, yeah, let me just emphasize, it's for those that are listening and may hear something else from elsewhere, misinformation.
Yes.
This is a kind organization that loves Jesus and loves the people of New Mexico, and so much so they've prepared these resources to download and review online at mykidmychoicenm.com. And I think I know the answer. What's the cost for someone going through all of this?
the cost of someone is free. They get to freely access all of the information.
Okay, now let's do what we always do when we're told, hey, there's a new free program out for everyone in New Mexico. The truth is, it's not free.
Correct.
There's a cost behind now your time and your team's time, and it takes resources that you guys need to put together to do this kind of work. And briefly, I just want to make sure I mention it, whether you're at mykidmychoice.com or, you know, especially at nmfam.org, you'll find a place to support them financially in the work they're doing. Contact them with words of encouragement and keep the New Mexico Family Action Movement in your prayers.
Yes, please.
Along with our leaders in the Roundhouse and downtown and in the county and in the, I don't know, the HOA, you know. be prayerful for these people and these discussions that are being had. We have more to get through before we finish up our conversation, so I do want to get back to it. Any more on My Kid, My Choice?
Well, no, I would just leave the audience with this. The thought with My Kid, My Choice is really that it goes beyond the bounds of faith and it goes beyond the bounds of politics. This is meant for every single parent because we truly want to help equip parents to recognize their God-given role as the primary decision maker. And we have some very exciting things, potential to reach 65,000 parents across New Mexico, specifically tied to the New Mexico Public School System. And so that's going to be something that we're putting out in our newsletter this week, asking for help there. So if you're interested in that need, just check on our newsletter. You can subscribe on our website and you'll find out exactly what we're doing to be able to reach 65,000 more parents.
All right, mykidmychoicenm.com. Jody, New Mexico Family Action Movement seems to always be looking ahead.
of course.
You know, oh, I don't have enough to, you've got plenty. I know you do. But looking ahead, what do you see as the next project? What's on the horizon for New Mexico Family Action Movement?
Well, so many things, but right now we are continuing to expand the My Kid, My Choice campaign statewide, and we're building our networks. Our Christian Action Network continues to grow. That is our network for pastors and church leaders, and we're expanding that this next year into an ambassador program, making those pastors ambassadors to the Capitol with us during the legislative session and, of course, with the legislators throughout the year.
Now, obviously, I don't want to make it something other than what you're doing. You're obviously trying to get pastors, and I'm going to guess presumably the head pastor of a church, but associate pastors, people in church leadership. Are these included in that?
Yes. We want pastors, church leadership in general. We want you to go beyond talking about these things in your church now, and we want you to join us at the Capitol. We provide all the training on how you can be an ambassador. A lot of pastors are afraid to go to the Capitol because they think, well, what can I do? What can I not do? What do the laws say? Lobbying, my 501c3, all of these kinds of
things. I'll bet you know someone who knows.
Yes, we do. And so we actually have a group coming in from from out of state that is actually kind of helping us grow our ambassador program. And they're providing wonderful training to our pastors and church leaders to get them set up to be confident to go into the Capitol as ambassadors for Christ, because we want to be able to show our legislators, whether they're conservative or they're progressive, we want to show them that the church should be key to bringing solutions to New Mexico.
You know, let's speak to those that are maybe new to New Mexico, or they've been here a long time and they're seeing the landscape of some of these issues that are being dealt with in the Roundhouse and elsewhere. What would you say to encourage the body of Christ that maybe is weary and feeling, we've tried, we've tried? What would you tell them?
I would tell them that you've got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
You just have to start. You don't have to do everything. You've just got to do something. What does that look like for you? God calls each one of us to something unique. And so what is he calling you to do? Is he calling you to pray fervently and consistently for our state, for our leadership, for New Mexico FAM as we go in and bridge the gap? Is he calling you to be a mouthpiece, to stand up and speak for your biblical truth in the public square? Is he calling you just to support those who do, however they need support? What is he calling you to do? You can do it. He will equip you. He will provide the way. All you have to do is be willing to take the first step. And we are there to help you, to equip you, to give you the confidence through that equipping to be able to do what God has put you here to do. It is time. We've seen in the last couple of weeks, we cannot just stand by and be silent. We must speak up for biblical truth. We must speak up for the protection of our kids. And we've got to do that one step at a time.
All right. Well, Jody Hendricks has been our guest from the New Mexico Family Action Movement. I would call your attention to two websites. We've talked about them both already on today's show. NMFAM.org. That's the main website. And then this new initiative, My Kid, My Choice. Go to My Kid, My Choice, NM.com. Get to that toolkit and download the stuff and check it out. And if you have questions, reach out through the website at either of those websites. You'll find a place to connect with the New Mexico Family Action Movement. Jody, as always, not only thank you for your time, but you've clearly been busy.
Yeah.
not idle hands. You and the team have really had New Mexico's population, citizens at heart in doing this, and want the best for our families, and maybe more specifically on this initiative for our children as we look to this next generation and protecting them with what we are rightfully able to do in that area. So, Jody, thanks a lot. And
my pleasure.
Can you come back next month?
Of course.
All right. Well, God willing, we'll do it, right?
Sounds great.
All right. Hey, don't go away. Many of you familiar with Claris that comes to town once a year, and we're going to visit with one of the staff from Desert Springs Church, and this event just around the corner. We're going to go into detail about why you should consider being at this year's event when we come back from the break on ABQ Connect.